Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier, the Colts, and the Jaguars coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars wrapped up the week of practice on Friday on the Florida Blue practice fields. Nice day to get back to work, and the Jags will have back-to-back home games the next 2 weeks, the last two home games of the regular season. Some injury updates today. Alan Hearns back on the field. That's good news. He'll be out there on Sunday. So Allen, the receivers, are back in business this week against the Colts. Hearns had a big game against Indy back in week four. Linebackers. Paul Posluszny is out for the game with a fractured hand. So Jordan Tripp will make the start in the middle. But good news on the auto spot. Dan Scuda is probable for the game. All right, guys, let's get to it. AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts have owned this division over the recent history. The Jags are 0-5 against Indy under this regime of Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell, and such. To own the division, you got to get through Indy.
Well, let me start because I've been here since 2002, and they've owned the division since then. Mm-hmm. The Texans have won it twice. The Titans and the Jaguars never have. And it's their quarterback play that has gotten them there. In fact, you know, the Jaguars have just one 4-2 record in their entire AFC South history. One winning campaign in the South. And to me, these last two games against the South are more important than the games against the Falcons and the Saints, because this team needs to at least get a grip, get a foothold in the South and not be sitting at the bottom looking up anymore.
And how important would it be if you got the two you're talking about and got another one? 7-9 would feel so much different than anything double digit. I agree. At some point, you have to figure out how to not have anything mental against the Colts, how to believe you can win that game, and you don't want to have this turn into 7, 8, 9 in a row. So I think it's big, and more than that, I think it's very gettable.
You know, and I'd say one more thing. We talked before the season about where we thought they should be. I think you said 7-9.
Ish.
And I said 8-8. And they should be there. I mean, they should be able to get there this year. These last four games give them an opportunity to get where they should be, not stay where they have been.
Gets us into our next thought. These last four games in the month of December are quite meaningful for a number of ways. Maybe not for the postseason run and all that anymore, but the defense has a lot to prove. The offense is on the rise right now. Just keep that going, right?
Well, and it's important for that last thing that you said. I don't know that the defense is going to have the same feel next year in terms of personnel as it does right now. So I don't know how much carryover, even if they get a little better, that there's going to be on defense. I mean, you guys may feel differently, but I don't think it's going to look like this.
No.
Offensively, though, these last four games are very important. We saw on Sunday what we think it can be and what they think it can be and what it's starting to feel like over the course of the season. But you don't want to just have six red zone touchdowns on Sunday and then have it stagger toward the end. Allen Robinson, Blake Bortles, when we get to January 2nd or where that last game is, you want to feel like these guys are the future, and you want to know what you're going to see from them.
Yeah, I think when you look at the defense, I mean, you could see schematic changes next year besides mm-hmm. just personnel changes. So that's not going to get fixed. Help is not on the way for that this year. And I thought Gus said it best in his Friday news conference, and that is it's not going from, you know, 6 to 7 to 8. It's about consistency. And that word has been lingering in the air around this stadium and during these practices all season long. You got a month left. That's a good sample of consistent play. Let's go see what they do on the offensive side. But I'll tell you what, I left the stadium Sunday bummed that they didn't lose, but really excited about what I had seen.
Right, but you got to keep seeing it.
Yeah, you got to keep getting better, too. That's our last thought. It's time to get things right on all sides of the ball, working together in one game. We haven't seen a complete game from this team. You have a month left to try to find that.
Well, and I don't know that you're going to see the complete game. I've been saying all year, I think the pass rush is going to prevent you from having a game where you feel like, wow, that was a dominant defensive performance. But I think you can see consistency and improvement from the offense. Maybe they can get a 10-point lead. I just don't think so with this defense. But winning would make everything feel so much more consistent.
The defensive side, and the coach speak drives me crazy like it does a lot of people. But this is where the whole phrase, play at your best, mm-hmm. comes in play. Because if this team, what it is, right, they're not a great pass rushing team. So you can't say, well, they're going to play great as a rushing defense. But if they just do what they do, they tackle as well as they have at times this year, if the coverage plays well, if they run, if they throw, if they do those things, if they just play as well as they're capable with the four opponents that are left, they have a chance to win all four games, and that's really all we can ask for.
I'd be surprised if you don't see them get a little simpler on defense. Usually that's how you get back to playing to the level that you should be.
They'll get a chance to do it against a team that beat them back in week four. The Indianapolis Colts are coming to Everbank Field this Sunday. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.